This is the story about how evil came into the world. Once there was a little girl, let's call her Marigold, who lived in a village on the edge of a forest. Every day, her father would leave to go hunting and would remind Marigold, "Don't go into the forest." It wasn't that there was any evil in the forest. After all, this is a story about how evil came into the world. It was just that the gods were said to live in the forest, and they liked their privacy. One day, after Marigold's father had left to go hunting, her curiosity got the better of her, and she wandered into the forest. Once in the forest, she was overcome by the scent of cedar, the brushing ferns against her legs, and the moss under her feet. She wandered deeper and deeper into the forest until all of a sudden she was aware that the light was waning, the shadows were lengthening, and night was coming. Marigold was frightened. She had no idea how to get home. She decided to keep walking and hoped that something would look familiar. As she walked, she came across a meadow, a beautiful meadow. And in this meadow, there was a rock. On the rock sat an old woman, and Marigold thought, "I wonder if she knows how to get home." Marigold went up to the old woman and asked, "Excuse me, do you think you can help me to find my way home?" "Of course," said the old woman, "but you have to promise me one thing." "Okay," said Marigold. "You have to promise me that tonight, around the campfire, you will invite me to tell a story, because, as we all know, you can't tell a story around the campfire without being invited." So Marigold agreed. The old woman snapped her fingers, and magically Marigold is back home. Later that evening, around the campfire, the old woman whispered into Marigold's ear, "Don't forget your promise." Marigold invited the old woman to tell her story. And just as she did, the old woman began. But unfortunately, it was a terrible story. The story the old woman told was an awful thing, full of fear and slaughter, disease and blood, a story of murderous mischief. And when the telling was done, all the villagers screamed, "Take it back! Call that story back!" But of course, it was too late. For once a story is told, it cannot be called back. Once it is told, it is loose in the world.